One, two, three, four. Yo, super traders, welcome to the Betfair Trading Community Ask Me Anything podcast. It's me, your host, Ryan Carruthers, and today we are going to get into the Ask Me Anything podcast. If you're new to this podcast, this is the first time you've listened to it, this is a podcast from Betfair Trading Community. We are not a tipster, despite what some people try and label us as. We are not a tipster. We have a software. Our software allows you to put your ideas into the software and you can backtest it on the horse racing, and then it tells you whether that idea was profitable or not, and lots of other cool things about that. On the football and the tennis, it allows you to put your information in and save your strategy, save your filters, and then it gives you those selections every single day when you click the button, so you can get your selections in 3 days. So that's what our software does. As part of BTC, one of the things that I do, my name's Ryan, is the Ask Me Anything podcast. We have a few questions. Your name, what you're struggling with when it comes to trading, is there anything else you want to ask me, and are you a member of BTC or not? So we're going to go straight into that. Wow, no, sorry guys, I forgot the big bit. We start with a quote, don't we? We do. Gosh. You see, it's been a week when no one gave... Pardon me, no one gave anything. And now I've actually got some questions to answer for. So, right. I've got two things that I want to share with you from the James Clear newsletter. Okay. First one is, you won't always get what you strive for, but you'll definitely get what you set if you'll settle for. You won't magically outperform your standards. That's really, really important to think about when it comes to trading. I think you're not always going to get what you strive for, but you are going to get what you settle for. And I think that's really, really good. So some people are aiming for 10 grand a month, but you might actually be happy to settle for 5, which is, you're going to get that because you're going to settle for that. And that works for losing as well as winning, you know? Think about that. Just let that one really, really like sink in. And then the next one is, right, are you ready? This is a question. It's remarkable how uncomplicated it is most of the time. The hard part is not knowing what to do, is not what knowing what to do, but having the resolve to do it. What is one thing you know you should do right now and you just need to step up and do it? Think about that. That's a really, really good one. Yeah, just think about that. Okay, we're going to get into the questions. First one is from Fishy. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Fishy was a previous member. Okay. What's your plan when trading? Odds, movements, or results? If you play over 2.5, do you look to green up if an early goal is scored? What is your... is scored after your entry point, or do you let it play out, take liability after the second goal? If you lay the draw in the second half, are you fussed about entering the trade above odds of 2, or are you just happy knowing the odds should drop significantly in the goal? See, that's a really difficult question for me to answer, because I'm not the oracle on all markets, and the way that I'll tell you how you can work that out. I'll definitely show you how you can work that out, instead of saying, you know, because it's different. It's different. There's so many different things that go on there. What you need to do, right? When your plan, when it comes to trading, you need to build your plan, okay? So you need to track what is happening. So if you're doing the over 2.5 goals, for example, you've asked me, do I let it play out or do I trade out whether an early goal is scored? I have no idea. The only way, and this isn't a cop-out, but the only way to find that out is to look at your data, track it, because the way that you select your games, everybody, if everybody traded the over 2.5s now listening to this podcast, we'd all trade it very differently. We'd all find the selections differently, and we'd all go through a different mental process of trading that game. So you've got to work out what's best for you, the way that you select your trades. Okay, so like if you go for over 70% potential, over 2.5 goals, any game that's done that in the last 10 games, then cool. That's what you're going with, okay? Someone else might do 60%. So for me to go, oh, I let it play out, it doesn't actually help you. So what you need to do is track what happens in the trades that you're doing. So you need to know, like, the first goal's time scored, the second goal time, and the third goal. You also need to know what happens after you trade out with your games, because one of the things that you might find is that you are trading out after a goal has been scored, and actually, if a goal is scored in a certain window, there's like a 90% chance of another goal being scored in that game in the next 15-20 minutes. That's a real life example one of my members found, and then was able to go to build a set of rules to go, hang on a minute, if there's a goal between 50 and 30, I know that I'm not going to trade out, because it's more profitable to actually wait, because on the 300 results that I've got, there's a 90% chance of a goal coming in the next sort of 15-20 minutes, and that actually means I get a lot more profit. So what you need to do is look at what happens and then be constantly analysing that. That's it. That's all you need to do. Analyse what you're doing and whether that's the most profitable or not. So when your trade is finished, go back through what happened and have a look. Okay, so look at what time the next goal was, the third goal, the fourth goal, if there was a fifth goal. Start looking at those things. Look at, you can look at the whole overall, how many of them actually finished over 2.5 goals, because then you can actually start to work out some of these, well, if I stayed in, what would it look like kind of setups, okay? That's what you need to do. Is there anything else you want to ask me? How many trades do you aim to do on a day? On a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can pretty much trade 24/7 on football, but in the week, there's not so many matches. And now we've got 10 days of an international break. If you're trading for a living, how do you cope with masses of games at the weekend, then breaks like the international breaks? Okay, so I'm all about quality over quantity, and I've never really gone, oh, I'm only going to trade three games. What I tend to do is I research the trades. I'm not trading football. Full transparency right now, because it's needed. I'm not actually trading football at the minute. I'm automating all of my trading, and that's on the horse racing. So, but when I did used to trade football, which wasn't that long ago, I would do it like this. I would have a daily plan, and I would add all of my trades that fit the criteria. So going to the BTC stats software, I would look at what fit the criteria on the numbers, and then I'd start to delve a little bit deeper into that. Any of the games that matched the criteria and I felt confident with got added to the sheet. Sometimes there could be 10 or 15 games on there. Okay, there could be 10 or 15 games on there. Probably wouldn't trade all of them, but what I would do is just take it on a trade-by-trade basis. So I'd trade the first one, and then I'd sort of check in with myself after, seeing how I'm feeling. You know, am I feeling, am I okay, or am I not okay? Okay, cool. If I'm good, then I'll move on. And say I get three or four trades in, there's going to be a couple of things that have happened. Am I having a really, 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 really bad day? And then I've got a decision to make. So then at that point, then it's about me going, okay, Ryan, mentally, can you handle it? Because look back over your data and you know that the longest losing streak might be 10 trades. Okay, cool. So can you handle that? Do you want to carry on? How are you feeling? And now if everything's good, I'll probably carry on and trade a few more of those games and then maybe stop. If I'm not feeling great for whatever reason, maybe I haven't slept, or, you know, maybe I haven't drank that much water, or there's loads of different things that I've learned about myself to perform at the top level that I need to perform at, that if I haven't done, then I'm just not ready to be trading. I might be just erratic. I might be angry. You know, something might have happened in the day that's sparked an emotion in me that I'm not happy with. You know, it's like top performers in any industry. You need to analyze where you're at, and some days just aren't great. Now, if I've done three or four trades and I've done really well, I might go, well, do you know what? Am I happy with that? Yeah, I'm happy with that. Let's call it a day, Ryan, because it's Saturday. Let's go and enjoy yourself. So, or just carry on, do a couple more. I just take it on an ad hoc basis, really, like that, and just sort of always checking in with myself and not beating myself up for not trading. And I know that there's international breaks in football, but it all evens itself out over the year. Like over the months and the year, it just all evens itself out, you know? So I really don't sort of overthink that and worry about, you know, oh, there's no football on. I just use it. I plan to do things in the international break that I wouldn't do because of trading. So if there's like, because in the morning, if I was, you know, doing my research, I'd probably try and do something in the morning, you know, because I'm now not I'm not trading. So actually, I'm not trading. So I just try and use that time productively. I also use those times to actually look through my actual trades and my research, and, you know, do that I've just spoken about previously, you know, looking through that. That's what I do. So hopefully that helps. Right, next one is from Alex. We've got quite a lot of questions today that are from not members, which is really, really good. So Alex says, my main struggle is managing risk. I find it hard to decide when to cut my losses, especially when the market is moving very fast. I often end up holding on to a position, just hoping it's going to turn around. How do you determine the right moment to exit a trade? That's a very, very good question. So what I do to determine the exit of a trade, I go back to my original hypothesis. So I'm always going back to my original hypothesis. And I actually heard Calm Berry speak about this years and years and years ago. And this is where I actually got it from. So kudos and shout out to Calm there. And he mentioned about when he was going into a horse race trade, is his original hypothesis correct? And he would always be marking it against that. So one of the things that I always did with tennis, which was a spot I used to trade, was go, right, is my original hypothesis correct? I've backed that player to win the match overall, but I'm always trading out by the end of the first set. But they're having a bad first set, let's set the scene. So I backed Novak Djokovic and he's having a really, really bad first set. He's in the losing position. Maybe let's say he's 4-1 down and I'm in a losing position. At that point, what I am then doing is going, okay, so my original hypothesis of backing Novak Djokovic, because I always traded out at the end of the first set, usually when that player won, or look like they were going to win. You know, if it got to 5-1, I'd be like, yeah, the market's moved enough, I'm taking this. Now, I'm thinking, okay, right, well, what has to happen for Novak Djokovic to win the first set? Well, he has to be playing his game. He has to be keeping it. He has to be moving his opponent around the court. He has to be dominating physically and also mentally, because that's one of his strengths. He has to be hitting his ground strokes really, really well. Okay, so I would write what has to happen, and I would write down everything that has to happen for my player to actually achieve what I thought, my original hypothesis. From that, then that gives me things to actually look for. So if I can see that Novak Djokovic isn't doing those things, it's time to cut my trade short and just get out of there. Now, if I can see that he is turning it round slightly, I might then decide to hold on to that for just a little bit longer. But what sits underneath that and before that is I always had a stop loss and go, right, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to get out there. So it might be that I'm quite happy to get out with a 30% return mistake, and I might take a 15 to 20% loss. Okay, so we hit that, we get out. Then I start, because you need to get the experience of reading the markets to then understand, you know, delaying that and seeing is actually what I'm seeing from my player, football team or horse reflective of what the odds and the situation is telling me. You know, it might be that Novak Djokovic has now decided to start playing and he is going to absolutely tear it up. So that's one of the things that I am looking for. So I hope that that answers the first part of your question. You do have a bonus question. Alex is not a member. What was the most unexpected thing you learned when you first started trading on Betfair? That is really interesting. My unexpected thing. I think it's more... So that one's really good. That's really got me thinking. Something that I thought was unexpected was more about how I would have to understand myself and get to grips with, you know, all of my emotions and everything that happened, you know, leading up to doing the potential trade. So one of the things that I just always took for granted was just sitting down and being able to trade. Now, and then some days were good, some days weren't. And you go, well, what's the difference in those days? And then how can I get 1% better at everything so that it can increase my trading? You know, I'm a big fan of surfing. I love the surfing culture and all that. And I watch all of those surfing shows. And there's a guy on there, Igarashi, and he spoke about getting 1% better in everything every day. And that's quite you say that's quite easy to do when you look at it. If you can just get 1% better, that actually compounds over time. And that's what I tried to do. And I didn't, it was totally unexpected that, you know, things like drinking water would make sure that I was, you know, properly hydrated. You know, it sounds daft now when I say it out loud, but, you know, just going to the gym that day, all those things played a massive, massive part. And then checking in with myself as well, you know, just simple like checking in and going, right, how are you actually feeling today, Ryan? Are you feeling anxious? And getting to real grips with it. That's really unexpected. That's a good question. I like that. I really, 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 really like that. That's amazing. Michael is not a member. My issue is with analysing potential trades. I find it really, really overwhelming to interpret all of the data that you can find. How do you sift through all that noise? What are the key things that you look for? Well, this is a good one, Michael. And this is what Betfair Trading Community is all about. This is the stats software, what it's all about. A lot of people have this idea that we are, you know, selling the dream or whatever. We're selling software. We sell a software that allows you to interpret the data, you know, and backtest your ideas and then get those selections every single day. So we're actually giving you your time back and helping you build profitable strategies. That's what it does. So that's how I do it. Now, just to back that up a little bit, I can tell that you don't have the SuperTrader framework, which is a framework that I created that actually does this. Now, we start with, before I even do that and look at the vast amount of data, because there is so much data out there, I answer this question. What has to happen for my strategy to be profitable? So if I'm building a strategy, say football, over 2.5 goals, what has happened for a game to have over 2.5 goals? Well, the obvious one, I just write all of these out underneath. The obvious one is there has to be 3 goals, okay? Now, for there to be 3 goals, what has to happen? I just keep asking that question again and again and again of everything that I come out with. So, well, for there to be 3 goals, well, there has to be shots on target. There has to be corners. There has to be, the goal scorers have to be on the pitch. You know, if Bayern Munich are playing and Harry Kane is playing, there's a higher chance of more goals because Harry Kane's playing and he's smashing it over there. Okay, so all of these things. And then who's making the assist? This then tells me what I then need to go and put into a software like Betfair Trading Community to then go and find the right strategy and the right data. Okay, so hopefully that helps. There is a bonus question from Michael. If you could trade places with a historical figure for a day, who would it be and why? That's really good. And who would I trade places with? Historical figure. I think I'd like to go back, like go way, way back, you know? I think Genghis Khan. I think I'd like to trade places with Genghis Khan. You know, absolute brutal, brutal leader, but you know, just I think that'd be really cool and really different. Trade places with Genghis Khan. That's pretty cool. That's pretty different. It's really different. Different, isn't it? That. yes. Right. Next question comes from Emily. Hello, Emily. Emily is not a member. I'm new to trading on Betfair and I'm struggling with developing a consistent strategy. I've tried following several systems, but nothing seems to stick or work. How do you develop your trading strategy and how often do you tweak it? Great question, Emily. Thank you very much. I sort of answered that with the previous one where I get that piece of paper and I, you know, write what has to happen and I go deep into that. That's how I do that. Now, how I tweak it is I go through, and this is all in the SuperTrader framework, which is free, by the way. So if you just email the word SuperTrader, just literally info@betfairtradercommunity.com and just put subject line, just literally put super trader and we will get it to you. How often do I tweak it? I am always working on trying to get every strategy taking the least amount of time to implement and the most amount of profit. So I'm looking at that probably every 2 to 3 weeks and just having a little look at it and then a big sort of deep dive every 2 months, to be honest. And then I might tweak it because by 2 months, usually I've got a lot of data so I can actually start to see patterns emerge from the winners and the losers. So it actually will then inform what I could do. And then I'll I'll probably paper trade that for a month to 2 months as well, just to make sure, and then I'll go in and tweak it. Bonus question from Emily. What's a hobby or activity that you're passionate about? I've got quite a few, to be honest. The gym is a big one for me. I'm really into the gym. Me and Adam's also really into the gym, and we're also both into the ice plunges as well. You know, the ice plunges. Adam and I both have one at our houses, and I was in it this morning, actually. It was amazing. And sat in the garden. I sat in 6 degrees of water. It was pretty cold, to be honest, and there was a beautiful blue sky, and the birds were chirping. It was absolutely amazing, so I like that. I'm also a big fan of pretty much most sports. I watch a lot. I play golf. And then the big thing for me that has changed is my kids. I absolutely just love spending time with my girls. I've got two girls. Absolutely love it. I love spending time with them, and yeah, I just love that. I just love it. Yeah, I love that. Right. Is there another question? Where did I see one? Well, I'm just trying to make sure I've got all of them. Oh, last one just says from Patel. Okay, Patel is not a member. I'm having trouble with emotions. I get easily swayed by a couple of wins and I start overestimating my abilities, which usually leads to, well, not usually, Ryan, always leads to me upping the stakes and doing larger trades, which are always riskier. I wish I could say I could handle the losses, but they make me overly cautious. How do you handle this? That's a really good one. I would usually say that your stakes are way too high if you are yo-yoing like that, especially when it comes to the losses. That can really make you cautious. You know, your stakes are too high, which means that your confidence has been knocked. You have had a few sort of downturns, and now you're scared of losing even more money. So I would say let's drop the stakes right down. And I'd say the exact same with the overestimating your abilities. It goes back to that, something I've mentioned a few times on this podcast today, where it's that checking in with yourself. You know, after every trade, check in with yourself. If you are feeling arrogant and you are feeling, you know, overestimating your abilities, like nothing can go wrong, just stop, and then put things in place to actually allow you to stop, because you don't need to be doing that, and you shouldn't be doing that. That's not good. It's not a good place to be at either. You don't want to be there. So yeah, I would reduce the stakes, keep them low, and then just incrementally increase them every month, but less than what you were doing. Less than what you were doing is what I would advise. And then just, yeah, create that system to sort of check in with yourself to make sure that you're not sort of over trading, or you're not getting overconfident. You know, just making sure, I know, and however that system works for you, you know, it might be to write down on a piece of paper, it might be to say it out loud. It all depends. Yeah, it all depends on what's best for you and how you work. You know, that's what you've got to find, the system that works best for you, and then lean with that and then go there. That's what I would say. I do have a bonus question as well on one of these, but that's got no name on it and no struggle. And all it says is, if you could give one piece of advice to your younger self just starting out for Betfair trading, what would it be? If I was just starting out, what advice would I? I'd say time. Like, give yourself time. Give yourself time to learn this and actually learn this and get good at it. Time to understand software and learn that and watch videos. Don't try and run before you can walk. And, you know, sort of get stuck into that and really, really lean into that. Like, really, really lean into that and just give yourself time. Like, too many people try and run before they can walk. And I actually interviewed as many profitable traders who would speak to me. And the one thing I said, if you could tell yourself this, like your pre-profitable self, what would you tell yourself? And they all said time. Like, don't try and rush it. Just take your time. And, you know, it will all fall into place. So that's quite interesting that they all you know, they all thought that, which is cool. So that's the end of all the questions. It's been a really fun one, actually. I've enjoyed this. Some really good questions today. I also know that there was, I think there was a bit of an issue that has been brought to my attention with the form on Apple. It wasn't actually working. So what I'm going to do is just upload the link to the form. Instead of like trying to hyperlink it, I'm just going to upload the link to the form, and hopefully you'll be able to copy and paste it, and then that will work. Please, please, please do save that link, and then you'll be able to just use it all of the time. And yeah, I hope you have a fantastic day and you're enjoying this podcast, and I will see you very, very soon.